It's the 23rd of July, and in the local news, a tech host get hit by a bus. This and more on PH Tech. Okay, I'm gonna be honest. I thought I had like 15 seconds more to go, so I looked left at the counter and said 3. And I was like, crap. So that's why the intro was like that.
Is that the only reason the intro was like that?
I also got hit by a bus.
There you go.
So, in the news, local tech host Enrique Manalang gets hit by a bus and parks a block away.
So, yeah, you know how buses, like, on EDSA, you're like, man, they cause so much traffic and they're so annoying. I was okay with that. They're just annoying. But now, apparently, they start hitting you.
Okay, so what happened was you were moving.
No. I wasn't moving. He wanted to sneak in, and because buses
How does a bus sneak in?
You haven't seen this. You know how buses think?
They do. They can.
Yeah, you know how they think they're tiny cars? They act like they're tiny cars, yeah. And they try to sneak into little crevices or whatever.
It's the opposite of a little dog that's really fierce.
Exactly.
Because he thinks he's big.
Exactly.
But yeah. The other way.
So he smacked my car and...
Oh, that's like my dog.
Yes.
Yep.
Because my dog, my how old is he? 10-year-old dog.
Yeah.
11. Almost 11-year-old dog. It's now wearing a cone of shame.
Cone of fame.
So you know how those things are, right? They're huge and the...
And your dog's massive, so it's...
Yeah,
it's
he's a Labrador. Yeah. So he tries to fit into those small areas and everything falls down.
Yep.
Same.
That driver needs a cone of shame.
Yeah, he does.
F that guy.
But why did you park a block away?
We don't need to talk about that. PLDT fiber.
Actually, I don't know why. Why?
I wanted to be alone and think about how I got hit by a bus.
Okay.
Okay, PLDT fiber sucks. I said, I'm really pissed off. You know, the thing is, I'm paying for 20 Mbps, and you know, with the TV service signal, I pay 5,800 pesos. Now, 5,800 pesos is supposed to give me 20 Mbps down. Which I do if I use PLDT servers for the speed test.
Mm-hmm.
Speedtest.net, everyone. If you're on PLDT fiber, you click on, you know, the recommended server. You end up with PLDT's own server. You do get 20 Mbps, and I have no problem with that. That's perfect. In fact, if you call customer support, that's exactly what they're going to ask you at first. What's your speed? Now the problem is if you select any other server. You get 1 to 3 Mbps. So basically, my 5,800 bucks gives me 1 to 3 Mbps.
Or just a great looking speed test to PLDT.
Yeah. So.
It's one of those loopholes that it's kind of hard to argue against because, yeah, if you really bring it up like to a higher level and be like, no, we are supplying you with 20 Mbps. But especially when you're dealing with customer care, I remember one time also. I'm also on PLDT, but DSL, not fiber. And they've been normally great. I get 8 Mbps, and it's normally always at 8 Mbps.
Wait, you get faster speeds than I do?
Oh, we have the same speed.
It's consistent, right?
Like 8.3, 8.2.
Yeah, for me, it's always been good. But one for maybe 3 weeks, mysteriously, after 6 p.m., almost on the dot, it would slow down to almost nothing. Like, I can't even surf.
6 p.m.?
6 p.m.
It's happening to me as well.
Are they throttling
it? This is the funniest. And here, get this. When I call, and their office, their call center, I think they close at 5. So if I call at, let's say, 3 p.m., and I explain my problem, and I say, after 6, my net pretty much dies, they're like, sir, their standard spiel of, can you do a speed test now? I'm like, if I do a speed test now,
it's not 6 p.m.
It's 8 Mbps.
But then you can't call them anymore.
I can't call you when the problem's there. So yeah. And it took a few days of just drilling that into their heads that there's no way testing now would help.
Yeah.
And finally, they sent a guy over and they fixed it. So I'm happy about that. But yeah, it's one of those. It's how do you get through?
It's super irritating because, you know, they tell you, yeah, well, you're getting 20 Mbps with ours, right? But the thing is, who cares? I'm not surfing, you know, on PLDT's website the whole day. In fact, I don't ever go to PLDT's website. I go to, maybe, for example, YouTube. YouTube is the worst. It is like the slowest ever thing. Like... if you're on 20 Mbps, you're supposed to be able to play HD videos, right? Or even at least 480p videos. Dude, I barely get any video to play.
Sorry, Mika's losing it. Anyways.
Can this be the next topic?
No, I'm sorry. Can we just go a little meta and talk about what's happening here?
Okay, so my co-hosts are laughing beside me because let me read something to you guys.
I'm sure what you're saying was good, but
I want to start with Miko's because it's the usual thing. So somebody in the back says, Miko, be careful with your mic. It's making a lot of noise. It's because of your hair. That happens, right?
Yeah, that's fine.
And then suddenly I see, Ken, we can hear your heartbeat. And I'm just like, wow, that's a really strong heartbeat.
And so, yeah, I say Enrique's...
I know I was gone a while, man, but...
I'm so excited you're back, buddy. And, yeah, good thing you're, like, next to me.
Let's fight about Apple and Android again.
Hold on.
Sorry.
Can you show me your mic?
I don't know. I put it in earlier.
Oh, dude, it's the other way around. It's pointing down. No, it's pointing down.
It's too close to your
heart,
man.
There you go.
That's pointing at Enrique.
Okay, people at the back, can you hear his heartbeat still?
Is it better now?
Better, thank you.
We had to talk about that. I've never seen that before.
Actually, I had to because Nico's crying right now.
When I read it,
it's just like, we can hear your heartbeat. I'm like, wow.
It's going to take a while.
What? I was trying to continue with my story and all of you are laughing.
I didn't hear what you said. I'm going to be honest. I don't know what you said.
Okay, Fiverr. Really bad.
Great content.
Okay, this one's for Miko. Online cheating site, Ashley Madzon's
hack. Why me? Anyway,
Uh-oh.
Go. Why me? Actually, you know, I saw this. I'm not going to talk about this, but I read this and I was thinking of putting it on the show, yeah. But then, you know, like, we're trying to make it, like...
So, okay, for those people that don't know what the hell Ashley Madzon
I didn't
is,
until I saw that.
It's a website. It's a website. Okay, it has a tagline.
What?
And a really good tagline. Life is short. Have an affair. So
straight to the point.
Yeah, straight to the point. So basically, you guys know what the hell it's about. I guess
food delivery service.
Yeah. Okay. Now they were hacked, as the news says.
That is so funny.
The impact team said.
I bet it's
decided,
one of the like spouses.
The impact team, which is basically the hacking group, right, said that it decided to publish the information in response to the alleged lies ALM told its customers about a service that allows members to completely erase their profile information for a $19 fee. So this website, basically, if you want...
That's really dumb.
Yeah, if you want your stuff deleted because of, you know, personal whatever, you have to pay
$19.
Wow. Apparently,
what a way to make a
even
feeling.
After paying $19...
Data's still there.
Yeah, data's still there.
But I thought they were going to delete it if you paid them.
That's what they say. Now,
scam.
Avid scam Life alert. Media, ALM, has been instructed to take Ashley Madzon and established men offline permanently in all forms, or else we will release all customer records, including profiles with all the customers' secret sexual fantasies and matching credit card transactions, real names and addresses, and
really
employee documents
up.
And emails. The other websites may stay online because it's apparently a group of websites.
Which part? The part where a website apparently just allows you and encourages you to have an affair.
The whole thing is messed up.
Yeah, super.
And now they're making a killing.
I don't know, man.
That's really my only comment.
Like
this is
blackmail
really
at its finest.
No, but if you're going to do something stupid like that, not that I'm asking you guys to do that, and I'm not giving you tips, by the way. You know, you don't put it online.
Where did that come from?
No one asked. Right?
No, I'm telling them.
Yeah, yeah.
By the way, your mic is messed up again. What do you call this? You know, you don't
really
put it...
It's just like me.
Yeah, you don't put it online, right?
Yeah.
Would you? I mean, you know, if you had secrets like this to this
I don't know. I think if somebody's really desperate, then... You know, and then they really can't find a place to have an affair. I don't know. I guess they would turn to
wait,
an online website.
Wait, did you say, like, ask Ken why someone would be on a site like this?
What's your favorite place to be in?
Oh, it's a bit of a secret, but not really.
Until it comes out and then, you know, they ask Ken to pay.
But basically, what is it? What do you do there? I mean... Where? Know, what kind of a place is it?
On Ashley Madison?
Oh my god, I know where this is going.
You have.
Can I take a wild guess? Does it start with a T?
Oh, you're talking about Tinder.
That's what I thought.
No, that's the rest of the what the rest of the staff does.
Okay.
No,
I thought he was in Tinder.
He
totally is.
No, where were you today?
No.
Oh, I was like before the show.
Yeah, before the show.
I was at a gastro pub, the Black Pig.
Yeah, you were in a pub, right? Yeah, in a bar. For those people that don't know what the pub is. Pinoy man. So what I'm trying to get at is, dude, there are still these places called, you know, bars.
I know, but not everybody has the guts to be like in putting themselves out there and, you know, in person coming up to a girl and being like, hey, what happened?
That's what makes Tinder, for example, such an easy way to do
it.
Yeah, dude, there's Facebook too.
But Facebook is not built for that. This is like, okay, everybody here.
But there's still your circle of friends.
Yeah.
But that's Tinder's the problem with this. The problem with this is that it's really meant to do that. And you know that if anything leaks, you're...
Right.
You're basically effed.
True.
Right?
But then, I don't think people go into this thinking, hey, if it gets hacked or whatever,
the
website is going to take my shit for ransom.
Well, they should.
Right? I mean, like, when I sign up to a website...
Public service announcement.
Right. But, like, every time you sign up to a website, that's not the thing that goes into your mind. Like, oh, if it gets leaked, that's what's going to happen. Because when was the last time we saw a website taking the information for
like,
ransom?
Like the iCloud thing.
No, but there was no ransom there.
The
Apple
fappening?
Was never, you know... Yeah, we'll give you...
What's a fappening?
How dare you? You were the one that talked about it the last time.
What is fappening? I've never heard about this.
Liars. Lies.
Okay,
you guys totally
to
featured it.
I don't think we should go further into that topic. We should move on.
The first quarter of the show is a little bit...
Yeah, it's very weird. It's very weird. Because weird things happen today.
I think we should go to like our usual stuff.
Okay,
let's go to Apple News then.
Totally usual.
Yep.
So Apple News... Apple apparently released new iPods. Happy? Anyone?
Yeah, we're not going to talk about Apple the entire show, but this section is just covering all the Apple stuff that happened.
Well, because Enrique's here, we'll probably start talking about Apple a lot.
Or I'll leave. I'll get so mad and I'll leave.
Okay, gold option.
Okay, anyway, there's a new iPod Touch. And they didn't announce it anywhere.
What for?
Right? There's like a press release. It's not on the website.
There's no article.
You could hunt for it on the website. But then what really caught my eye is on the Apple website, when you look at the tabs that say Mac, iPhone, iPad, Watch. iPod is gone. And I don't... When did that happen? I can't remember.
It just happened.
Was it this? Or did we just not notice it disappeared?
I don't think we noticed because we don't really look for the iPod.
We don't think about it.
My guess would be when the iWatch came out, that probably
replaced
did not
it
make
took,
it look
it
so cluttered.
That space, yeah.
Maybe, that would be my guess.
And I've been hearing things about why the iPod Nano, which also got a new model, why the OS there hasn't changed at all is because...
And Shuffle, by the way.
And Shuffle. Mm. But the Nano specifically with the OS, the reason why it hasn't changed at all is because the team that used to do that is actually on the Apple Watch team. And there's nobody left on the iPod
team. To take
team.
On.
Right. So this was purely hardware and that's it.
So it's basically hardware upgrade. So if you have an old unit and you're suffering with the speed, or whatnot, which you shouldn't be,
right?
Then maybe it's time for an upgrade.
I think a new iPod Touch makes sense though because it's for kids. You know, it's a cheap version.
I understand the iPod Touch because earlier this year, I bought my daughter an iPod Touch. And halfway through the year. We changed it.
To
an iPhone.
Because was it too slow?
Yes, terribly slow.
And this kind of fixes it because it's now basically almost on par with the newest iPhone,
yes.
Right?
Just without the antennas.
Without the antennas. Yeah. And slightly down-clocked CPU.
Okay.
Well,
I think it's good that they're keeping it. Like, I think the Nano and the Shuffle could maybe go away eventually.
Oh yeah, and then the Nano and the Shuffle. By the way, if you registered for that the 3 months free account, I mean, 3 months
Apple
no
Music.
Payment, Apple Music. You cannot sync those songs, unfortunately.
Okay, you can't sync saved songs, right?
Yes.
And you can't listen to it either. Like, there's no Apple Music app on them, right?
No, because they don't have Wi-Fi.
Right.
The Nano and the Shuffle.
So Apple Music not available.
No. But if you are on the fence about whether or not to get a new iPod Touch, major upgrade would be the camera from 5 to 8 megapixels.
And it's faster.
Yeah, faster. That's it.
I think really if you're going to buy one of these, the only thing worth getting is a Touch. Unless you're like a runner and you just really need the Shuffle and you're just going to pin it on yourself.
But even the runners today, they use the iPhones already.
Right, or you have your watch. Yeah.
Or you have your watch. But then it's like a cheap option to just have music on the go. But then the Nano, I don't know. I really don't think that's
the
a
Nano's
good idea.
Nano's kind of weird because of the form factor.
It's in the middle. It's like, it doesn't have
apps. I have a question though. Remember what they used to do with the... What was it that we used to put in a band?
It was the iPod Nano.
It was the Nano.
Which is why I'm not surprised the iPod Nano team is on the watch.
Do we still have those bands available?
Probably.
So if you can't afford an Apple
iPod Nano.
Buy a Nano.
Ah, but that's not this Nano. That was the Nano before this, which was
also this is the weird size rectangular one.
Yeah.
So sorry. I take that back.
So anyway, wrap this up. I wouldn't get any of this.
Not excited about it.
Unless the iPod Touch, that's it.
What's your take, Mr. Android?
My take? I would say there might be still a point because as phones get bigger and bigger, for example, when the iPhone was still 3.5 inches, it was the size difference wasn't that great, but still people would buy the smaller one just because they wanted a smaller device. So as phones are getting bigger and bigger, then maybe they're creating sort of a market for a very small music device. Put Wi-Fi on it and make it Apple Music or Spotify accessible on it, then that can make sense to me.
So that would mean the iPod Touch.
No, because the iPod Touch is the same big size as
But the Nano and the Nano and the Shuffle don't have antennas.
Moving forward, the next gen.
Put a Wi-Fi radio on it.
I think if they make it more usable in that way, add Wi-Fi. Maybe with an antenna or not for data. Mobile data. Either way, if you add that functionality, I could still quite see it.
Or maybe that's why Apple's not announcing anything. Because the hardware is available already, but the software isn't yet. Maybe they're going to make it compatible.
I don't think it's worth the trouble.
Or it's going to be obsolete.
DRM, Apple has had their DRM thing running. All they have to do is turn that on for these devices.
I would say, though, that they should just not mind it. I really don't think it's worth spending time on.
Next up, public beta testers like me and Enrique here. It's time to upgrade. Yesterday, I got the update thing. It popped up, and I updated.
This is both for your Mac and your iPhone.
And, the iPhone. So iOS 9 public beta 2 and El Capitan public beta 2.
Yep.
I was kind of getting pissed off at El Capitan.
Yeah.
Not for anything, but some really weird glitches.
Yeah. Which is understandable. It's a beta.
It's a beta.
It's supposed to happen.
But today, so far, I'm happy. After the update,
they fixed a lot of things.
So, what are you supposed to do as a tester? Are you supposed to
we send you
report?
When you join the beta program,
and how do you join?
There's a website. It's a beta.apple.com.
Do you pay to get in there?
No, it's free.
It's free.
Can you if you want to.
Useless.
I wouldn't suggest you though.
I wouldn't suggest you do because I know what's gonna happen.
But kuya.
Yeah, it's gonna be kuya. Kuya.
Why? What's wrong? Yeah, you're right.
Yeah. but major thing, Apple brought back home sharing.
Yeah, which disappeared for some reason.
It disappeared. Speaking of, even those who are on 10.4?
Yes.
10.4?
I'm going to say yes.
Wait, what's yours? Are you updated, by the way?
Probably not.
Please tell me you are.
Probably not.
Are we taking bets?
No. Am I updated? I don't even know.
She's on 10.3.
Boom.
Well,
wait, we're both the same size.
What's the current?
Is that the?
Oh, there you go. It says here, you have updates, Miko. See that? How can you be a beta tester?
I was just kidding. That was a joke.
So, if you're on the latest public release of both iOS and OS X, you won't have home sharing. And Apple says it's a bug. So, but since they updated the public betas, that means the next public release should have it. Slightly different handoff view for multitasking, picture-in-picture support for video podcast on the iPad.
All of those good stuff, but then just in general, I just want to give like quick impressions of it. An iPad Air, you know, which I thought at the time was like pretty fast. Mm-hmm. After using iOS 9 for a bit, I'm starting to feel like I would be better off with an iPad Air 2. And surprising. And the thing is, this isn't final, so there's still a couple of more versions to come along. But I'm just getting worried because this is one generation behind, and this is supposed to be a cleanup, kind of like Snow Leopard, right? Make things faster, tighten things up, take out some bugs. But I'm feeling like things are a little slower on my iPad.
Okay, it could be that because this is beta software, it's constantly creating logs of what's happening, so that if something does happen, when you report it, it includes the logs.
It's also probably because there's more functionality. Like now I have picture-in-picture FaceTime video call on the side, and I'm browsing a website at the same time, and I swipe over and I have messages. I'm doing multitasking.
Which for the first time.
Yeah, and I'm starting to feel like maybe there really is a reason why it's limited.
Well, on my 5S, on my aging 5S, my phone restarts in about 3 minutes.
Right.
Really long.
3 minutes.
Oh, yeah, super long. So I don't know if it's because, you know, some switches are on for reporting, you know, logs, and that usually takes processing.
One more thing, though, is maybe it's because, the latest software is probably being optimized for the latest hardware first. And then, once they really smooth that out, then they're going to probably, hopefully, turn attention on the previous gen and the gen behind that.
Yeah.
So, yeah, wait until, I guess.
And this isn't out till like a couple of months from now, right?
Yeah.
So, this is like early impressions. But so far, each version that comes out, I'm like, okay,
and
it's a lot of stuff.
It's only the second version of the public beta. So
right. Fourth of the developer one.
Yeah.
Okay. Not bad.
Apple released their quarterly earnings.
Yeah. One thing here, they're not releasing Apple Watch numbers.
Why is that? I read about that.
They lumped it together with their other devices category.
Why?
And that's where that, right? Right? Like,
why?
Is it, are you hiding something? Who knows, right? Or maybe that was the plan all along. But anyway, there's all these articles coming out, like Apple Watch is a flop, right? I'm sure you've seen that. And I don't know. There's other article that came out and said satisfaction with Apple Watch early adopters has been higher than the iPod and the iPhone when they came out.
I saw that too.
Right?
Yeah.
And they also said it sold more than iPhones and iPads. So like, I'm seeing like two very different angles here.
iWatches sold more than iPhones?
No.
On first release?
I think so. I'm pretty sure I saw that.
Like iPhone 6?
No. Like the original.
Okay, there we go.
The original iPhone, the original iPad.
Understood.
Yeah.
Clear.
Okay, so there's
that would
this.
Be crazy.
I know. I was like, no
so
way.
So there's this website called strategyanalytics.com. I guess these are the, you know, those people that have financial
sales, data and all that.
They are saying Apple Watch captured 75% global smartwatch market share for 2015. So just to put things in perspective, this is from 0% last year, right? At this time last year, to it grew an impressive 457% this year. Of course, that's from zero, so it's not that difficult. So from 1 million units in the second quarter of last year, it's now 5.3 million.
So that little jump was mostly because of the Apple?
75% is Apple. That's what they're saying. But of course, take it with a grain of salt.
Yeah. I mean, they don't have the actual sales numbers, right? Could be way lower than that.
Yep.
It could be completely wrong. I'm just going to say, though, like, flop or whatever, it definitely won't change your life, but
you know,
it's pretty cool.
I just gotta say I hate how people use these terms so loosely.
Flop.
Which one?
Because if you say flop,
Yeah, like in what sense, right?
Like, what sense? Like, is 4 million sales?
Yeah, or right. Were you putting it like, did it have to be on par with the iPhone for it not to fail? Like, no, what was your metric for success?
Right. So it's still subjective.
Yeah.
Yeah, we do know definitely that the Apple Watch has sold more than 1 million.
Yes, definitely. I think, yeah.
I think that's enough to say it's not a flop. Mm-hmm.
But then, I think some people are saying is, with the way that Apple backed it, and because it's such a high-profile company, it should have sold more.
But we have to remember, we all have to remember that the smartwatch market
is like brand
before
new.
Before the Apple Watch came out, was is less than a million.
This is what I was about to say. Sold. Like, there's two ways to look at this. It could be a flop if you measure how many people own iPhones, and not even the older ones. Let's say like 5S and up.
Yeah.
And of that number, wild guess, what is it? 50 million.
Yeah. How many bought?
How many
Apple
of
Watch?
That percentage? Yeah. How many of that number? How many bought watches? And from that perspective, maybe you could have an argument. Oh, it's a flop. Only a million bought. That's like the adoption rate's really low. But then, like you mentioned,
from the total smartwatch
industry
sales,
itself.
Yeah.
It's the star performer. Yeah. And so, which one do you look at more?
And you also have to remember, like, wearables at this point, I don't think anybody sees it as a necessity, right?
Yeah.
It's for now.
It's purely
an
accessory.
It's extra.
The shortest
it's icing
review,
on the cake.
The shortest review for any smartphone is what you just said a while ago, where it's cool, but it's not
going
to
change your life.
Change your life.
Yeah.
It's just like a cool thing to have, and it does help here and there. But at the end of the day, maybe that's why the adoption isn't as much as people are expecting.
Well, for me, you know, it's more of a, I'm a second gen kind of guy. I'm past the first gen stage because all my Macs were first gen, and oh man, I suffered a lot. I'm too old for that.
I'd say once these watches have like at least maybe a week's worth of battery, or you can use it really as a watch, because your phone obviously
you're talking about the Pebble time.
The Pebble, that's that's why it's still. If you look at it, it's not the most impressive looking smartwatch, but it has all these huge pros to it. Like and
works with
it
iOS.
Works with both iOS and Android. It does what you ask for. It tells the time always on for a week,
right?
Unless it's bright daylight.
It doesn't work so well.
But the trade-off.
There was an update today.
Oh,
that
there was.
Fixed it?
That made it brighter.
Nice.
But then and then it has all the your basic notifications. That's what all other smartwatches do, but it does it for a week and on any OS.
Right.
So that's why they're still around. Because if you look at it, like the Moto 360 is a gorgeous device. The iWatch really.
Even
if you put it next
iWatch.
To each other,
it's
Apple
it shouldn't
Watch
sell.
It's
okay,
Apple Watch.
Oh, sorry.
So your argument is like it's battery life that's keeping these things from really taking off. Like,
I think for the average user, price and battery life, and then a distant third, I think would be okay. Fine, not distant. A third would be functionality.
I think for me, my number one would be functionality, and my last would be battery life. Because I think if there's a killer app or something that would just make you say, okay, because of that, I need this in my life, and it's going to make it better, you're going to be willing to charge it.
So what is it? So what is it that you? So
no, that's
need.
The thing. That's
it's,
also
it's
why
not
I've
been in.
Yeah,
it's
yet.
Not there.
I don't think anybody has made an app, or neither of them have made a feature that makes it like okay.
Yeah,
everybody
changes the world. You know what I mean?
Not
like
yet.
Like,
kind of like enough like, for my brother to actually want
a watch. Who doesn't wear a watch?
Yeah, not like you remember how smartphones were before the iPhone, right?
What?
And then when Apple decided to enter it, you know, people were saying, "Hey, but it's such a that market is already, you know, it's a deadly market." You know, Nokia was king,
BlackBerry.
And then all of a sudden
they changed the landscape.
Yeah, they changed the whole landscape. So you mentioned so many brands a while ago of smartwatches. The funny thing is you did not mention Samsung. Which apparently is second. They have 8%.
I didn't mention Samsung's, the Gear, because sort of, I don't like that you have to have a Galaxy to use it.
So it won't work on any other
Android phone. Android phone. And that for me is, that's too much of an artificial walled garden right there. And
I mean, the Apple Watch makes sense. Like, they made it for iOS. But then when you're Android, why not let
exactly.
it work?
No, because you have to. You guys have to remember, the Galaxy S6.
It sold a lot.
You can't remove the battery. Mm. It's no longer waterproof. So they're really going for the Apple way
they're
of.
They're trying.
Like they're trying to make their own little walled garden within Android. Yes. This is Samsung.
But yeah,
It's one of those things that people only buy that the Galaxy because it's the most marketed. Really.
Yeah.
It's the most visible of the Android family, and it doesn't have that. That you know extra mojo that Apple products have, and so if you try to add an accessory device to your hero device, but you don't have that stature that Apple has, then why limit it to your
garden?
Yeah, basically. When how many Android phones are out there?
If they open it up, that could have even helped them sell more.
I think they would have sold at least triple more because. How many other people use HTCs
and I don't even mean more watches, but I think that could drive people to say, hey, I kind of like Samsung and what their stuff does. Mm. Maybe I'll buy a Galaxy next, right?
Exactly. It's really excluding a huge market.
I think the mistake of Samsung here is when they copied Apple, they basically got the hatred of you know how some people love Apple,
yes,
and some people hate Apple
for how they work. For
being so close minded, right? So basically, because of what Samsung did, they're getting that piece of the issue of Apple,
right?
So they're getting the negative of
because I remember
Apple's experiencing.
When we watched the what do you call it WWDC.
Mm-hmm.
You guys said that finally Apple's opening up.
Can you say it again?
Yeah. Like,
Worldwide
it's
Developer
it's
Conference.
It's been weeks. Still don't have it down.
Worldwide Developer Conference.
She got it.
I mean, continue. But I remember that's what you guys were saying, that finally Apple is opening up to, I don't know, what was it? Was it the...
I think it was the apps that Apple Music will be on Android.
Yeah, available on Android.
Right.
Oh, yeah.
And they're open sourcing?
Open sourcing... something.
Swift. And apparently that's something huge. And now when you guys started talking about Samsung, it's like
they're
doing
going the other way.
Yeah,
around.
The other way.
Oh, she listens.
I do. I really do.
So I think Miko has the next news item.
Well, it's nothing Apple or Samsung or Google, but I think it's pretty interesting.
Bottle caps.
How to really tell if your milk has gone bad through the bottle caps.
Okay, that's kind of cool.
Is it really? Right.
Every time I open the fridge, I see milk and I see cereal and I'm like, oh great, cereal.
Yay.
And then I look at the milk and I'm like, wait a minute.
There's always that little bit of,
like,
doubt. Is this?
Yes. Yeah, like, am
see,
I going to regret this decision?
So this is for you.
That's awesome.
Apparently, there's this design of this 3D printed bottle that have electric like circuits in it. So all you have to do is turn the bottle or the box, the carton around, and then it'll show you if the milk's gone bad because it reads the bacteria.
How does it do that?
That's the thing, though. That's my question. I don't know if... I think the color maybe changes.
So
there's like a dot.
It's a bottle that you buy, and whenever you buy milk, you're going to keep
it
your
already,
milk in there.
No.
Or they sell milk.
Right.
But what about if I want to use my own milk? That sounds so wrong.
So you
get the cap.
Well, one thing is the caps are currently a proof of concept, so it's not out yet. They're just saying that this is possible.
Designed by
the research of the University of California at Berkeley and National Chiao Tung University in Taiwan.
Nice. So is it it's the whole bottle and the cap, or is it just the cap?
The cap.
So could this theoretically be put in other milk bottles? Not at the moment, right? They have their own
bottles. Maybe.
Because I think this would be really cool if you could use it with whatever milk.
Because at first they were saying something like it can send the readings or the results through your smartphone. But now they're also saying that it's possible for them to like mass produce it and have it in the... I mean, not just when you're at home, but in the grocery. Like you can already tell.
And you just keep buying that because... You know, it.
What you were saying, like maybe... what why that might not work is because if they seal it and then it's supposed to read the bacteria, and then for example you open it and it's still good, so there's no bacteria, but if you move it around to your next bottle, there might be bacteria in the air, give you a false reading, and
that's true.
Why it has to be a sterile environment when they put it on,
and don't use it because it might read like a bacteria that it's not supposed to read
from your fingers,
or maybe like second gen they could have, like, I don't know, one where you can put your own milk on it.
You mean like this idea of using it on another...
I don't know.
No,
yeah,
let's think about it. Like, okay, here. Milk that tells you it's gone bad. Great, right? But you have to buy this milk. Or, but you listen to this one instead. Here's a cap. It'll tell you if your milk has gone bad, period.
Why make it a cap?
Which is
why not just like a little needle?
Exactly.
And you're like some weird scientist every time you open your fridge.
Well,
like,
aren't you anyway?
I'm gonna
you're
have cereal.
Put the cap.
Hold on.
That's what you're doing with a cap.
Yeah.
No, but it's a cap. You put it on to cover it, and it tells you.
But what about the different sizes of
guys? I'm gonna make a Kickstarter for the cap. You guys don't want to be with me.
I don't think it's gonna be locked out to one particular brand of milk.
You know what
I'll
do?
It'll probably be for like...
I don't drink milk.
I won't buy it.
I'll put this damn thing at the bottom of you know, these cartons, and sell it to the manufacturers of the containers, of the packs. Because that way all the, you know...
Yeah.
And there's
makes it
more
way
business
more
for me.
Useful.
Right? Yeah.
Let's do this.
What?
Actually,
me and Miguel are gonna make a Kickstarter.
Okay,
you guys can.
So if this is the your carton, right?
Yeah.
This is your milk carton. It's made out of cardboard
carton.
Or whatever. You can put the sensor down here at the bottom,
okay.
Right? And every one of them has. And if you make so many of them, costs go down. So it becomes
so
more feasible.
So why does it have to be at the bottom and not the cap?
So you don't have to do that. Why would you want to do that?
Because it's the air.
That's crazy.
Also, because
it's
stopped.
Time for that.
It's same. It's here. The milk is there too.
Whatever.
Right?
No, but seriously, this is really cool. Like the notification thing. Like imagine just getting a notification. Hey, your milk has gone bad, right?
Yeah.
That's super
useful.
Because
my question here is, I don't know if there's like a range. Like you get color red if it's like really really bad, or yellow if it's just
like,
just about to
you'll
be
get
bad.
A little sick.
Yeah.
Don't
just
drink
a
this
little.
At all.
Yeah.
Here's a cheaper idea. Since Enrique, I believe, wants it to be cheaper and reusable, maybe we should sell like this little tiny device, right?
Yeah.
And every time you open a new pack of milk, you just plop it in.
No.
That's so weird.
I'm gonna be drinking that like strange thing.
Okay, next in the news.
No, but seriously, that's cool.
And then after you drink it, it swims around and says like, "Yep, there's bacteria." Yeah.
It might be a downer though if it's part of if there's an app. I'm just thinking meta here.
And you're gonna start thinking.
What if you've been having
so
a
dirty.
What if you've been having a bad day and you get a text?
Your milk has gone bad.
Milk spoiled.
You know, bad day. You got hit by a bus.
So don't turn on the notifications.
And then you get a text that your milk's
gone bad. I mean,
what could be worse?
Hey, I think we should change the title of this episode.
What?
Milk's gone bad. Anyway, next.
The dad bod.
Next, Miko. This one is Miko's favorite news
it's
topic.
Not my favorite. Topic. I just think that
she
no one else.
She was very excited about this topic.
She was
liars.
Like, yes, guys,
anyway,
this is it.
I just know that no one else will talk about it. Obviously, see. But
we're
I will
not
talk
as excited
about it.
As you are.
I'm not excited.
We tried to cut it, but she was like, "No,
we have
defended
to talk
it."
About this. I don't have problem.
Anyway,
have this problem.
Okay, eye sperm.
Oh,
excuse
what?
Me again. What was that?
Am I with children?
Is that like eye space sperm?
No, it's like
is that a verb
or eye sperm.
No, it's like
eye sperm. Like something your eye just.
Anyways,
I'm going back to Ashley Madison
sperm.
Now.
Let's your iPad, because it's for your iPad, analyze your swimmers at home.
Swimmer.
What?
Okay.
Your
what's
swimmers.
The what's the swimmer?
Your sperm.
Wait.
Anyway.
How does my iPad
I have
see
children.
That?
You're spraying for your iPad.
Anyway, so this thing has actually already been sold to almost 200 farmers around the world, and it's used to analyze the sperm counts of their boar.
Oh, okay.
Oh, farmers. Their boar. Singular. Like, if you have one boar.
Gotta check my sperm.
I'm sorry, continue.
Sorry to the farmers out there.
Anyway, to maximize the success of their breeding programs. So, this Taiwanese startup, AidMix, is trying to seek approval so men could use it also.
So now, right now, it's just for boars?
Yeah, for boars. So, if this
boars
happens...
No, sorry, keep going.
How old are you again?
Right now?
Yeah, anyway.
Anyway, so if this happens... It'll be about $100 to $200. And what's good about this is at-home sperm analysis could quickly rule out or confirm issues with sperm that could be standing in the way of couples conceiving.
And I'm guessing this is a lot cheaper than going all the way to the doctor.
I don't know, maybe. Or because I think it's just some tube and then you screw it to the like the lens.
The
and
what?
Then, yeah, okay. So it's like a microscope.
So I'm reading
type
it now. So you have like a tube, right? And so you get your boar.
Sure.
Get your boar sperm somehow in that tube.
How would you get your boar's?
I have no idea. Do each his own.
Does it say there?
I don't know, man.
Is your video?
How do you get your boar sperm?
You can have fun, or you can do it the
I'm not going to do anything like that to a boar.
So anyway, so you do
can
that.
Can we hear like Enrique's heartbeat right now?
So you put it in that tube, and then
really
the cap.
Man.
The cap has like a lens, a really good lens, a magnifying lens, which is like basically like a microscope. So when you cap it on, you put it on your camera.
Oh.
Looks through the lens, and
yeah.
Then a light shines in there somehow. A source light illuminates the sample, and then
mm-hmm.
it's able to know the sperm count. Of your boar.
We paid attention a lot more when Miguel explained it. Like,
no, because it's very medical
that?
When I talk
yeah.
about
yeah.
it, right?
I said just the
same stuff.
Because
I talk about the technology.
Yeah.
What did I say?
That was very clear, Miguel.
The sperm.
Yeah, I just had an issue with how the hell to put the sperm in there.
I was about to go
there. What are you
going
to do to your boar?
Sorry.
Get a female...
Yeah, but like if you get a female boar, he's not gonna automatically.
Yeah.
He's just gonna. He sees one, he's like, whoa.
Yeah. Oh. Okay. What's next, right? So I don't know.
Anyway.
Well,
does this come with a flashlight?
I don't know.
I was not expecting
on,
that.
I like how before the show started, you were talking about how, hey, this is serious stuff, you know. Like, men have problems with that. And
yeah.
Now he's talking about
right?
flashlights for boars.
No, dude, I'm thinking, how the hell do you get...
For intro.
Boar?
Okay, no, but what you were saying before the show started, like, why is this important for actual men?
See?
Yeah, you know, some people have... some men... Okay, men are men. Right? We know this.
Okay.
No. And when I say that, it's not as a joke. You know, men are men. Men will not go to the doctor.
This is true.
Right?
See?
Men
will
not go
the
to
doctor.
The doctor. Exactly. You won't even go to the dentist unless it's falling off, you know, whatever, right?
Yeah.
So that's how men are. And this will basically give men, you know, access to knowing whether
it's
their fault or it's their wife's
no,
fault
like,
within the privacy
right.
of your home
on
like,
a,
they don't have to
on a serious note though, like this is becoming more popular like sort of home kit
yeah.
testing. I think there's some STD testing. You could was it HIV or something, I forget, but there's one thing that you can
that's
do
really
it's a
important.
Mail in and then you give a sample then you mail it back
yeah.
and then yeah you'll get the results a few weeks later, so it's better than you know going to a hospital or a clinic and you know having to sit in this room and
yeah and you know as you're going there a friend of yours sees you
and you're
hey,
like
what
why
are you doing here? Oh I don't know. Right
check up
so
check
yeah I think this is important
yeah.
for that you know the privacy of your home you're able to find out
that definitely makes
and
sense.
And you know I know of some couples that are having problems bearing children so you know this might help. Boy,
thank
am I glad
you.
I already have
and
two
those
kids.
Boars too.
Oh, yeah, I was about to say if you have a neighbor with boars,
yeah. You know farmers.
Next.
Oh, dude. What if you have horses, man?
Why? You need a bigger tube?
Yeah. How the hell do you get... Anyway.
Only for the iPhone 6 Plus.
Wow.
Really?
I like that.
I'm kidding.
I can only wish for that. That's so good.
Okay, so next one is... Who put this in?
That one is, I believe, mine.
Okay.
Cortana was released for Android. Oh, no, it was a leak. Although it is planned to be released very soon.
I read about this.
There were some issues with it. It was leaked on some Finnish site. I tried to read it, but failed. And actually, it...
Wait, Jen, could you put back Enrique? You
super,
should have seen your face.
Super guilty face. Yes. What are you doing?
I'm opening a bottle, okay? I'm not farting or doing anything weird.
It doesn't look like you're farting. Gian, camera.
I'm not checking my
camera
ice sperm.
That's what you look. You look opening a bottle. You look like this.
Gotta check my sperm count for my bottle. Opening a bottle.
Sorry,
that was the slowest bottle opening.
I know.
I was trying to be subtle and quiet so I wouldn't interrupt the Android talk.
It's like you're eating chicharron.
Okay.
Yeah, but trying to be quiet about it.
It's worse.
Let's go back.
Going back to Cortana. Yeah, so it was released, the leak was released, what was it, 6 days ago, something like that. And
This is Cortana for?
For Android.
Android.
Yeah, of course it's been out on Windows Phone. Lots of people are fans of it. It's actually a fairly good assistant. I actually know one friend who switched over from iOS to Windows Phone just for Cortana.
Okay,
he's an exception, obviously.
Yeah,
but
speaking of which, this being for Android, how does it work then? Do you have to open an app? Oh, of course, this is a leak, right?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, guys, this isn't, you know, the release yet, so we don't know what's going to happen in the future. But since this is for Android, Android probably does not have hooks for Cortana, unlike Google Now.
The leaked version, you can't say, hey Cortana, to activate it. You have to actually switch on the app.
Okay.
When it's on, then it's basically the same functionality.
So, okay, does it stay in the background? Like, can you turn on the app and go to another app
and
do things
again?
And then ask?
I don't think so. I'm not... Okay, I wasn't able to download the leak. I tried, but the site was down. I guess because it was news, they just couldn't handle the traffic. But the good thing is it's out very soon. So I do plan to install it the moment it's out on Google Play Store. And then we will see if I can say, hey Cortana, to activate it. But I think they should, because there's no point really.
Exactly.
It's already Google Now that works perfectly fine.
That's what I was getting to. I think the issue here is if you can't ask, you know, while you're in some other app, then what's the point? I think it would be better for you to just develop for Windows, where you have all your hooks, right? Because Microsoft.
Of course, on Windows, on a Windows phone, it has all those hooks. But I think this shows, like we've been discussing, Microsoft making a bigger push to enter the app stores of and just ecosystems in general that aren't Microsoft. This is a big push because Cortana is a really big product that they have. Windows Phone users are usually happy with it. And it reminds me a little bit of BlackBerry when they started releasing BBM on rival ecosystems. It's they're trying to, you know, generate some revenue from their proprietary products. So this might be just and I don't have the list with me now, but Microsoft has been developing some apps that are only available on Android and iOS, not even on Windows Phone. Yeah. So it really shows their push to go in this direction.
I am wondering though, Android being a much more open system than iOS, do you think Google will allow Android to have these hooks for Cortana to use?
Without having actually tested it, I doubt it.
I was going to say, I think this is a problem we've seen already with Google Now on iOS. Basically, yes. Cross-platform of things that are normally built into the system, yes. Right? So Google Now, for Android users, it's built in, it's a swipe away, you can voice activate it anytime. On iOS...
Hey, Google!
Oh, it didn't work. It's okay, Google.
Okay, Google.
It has to be...
But on iOS, yeah, if you want Google Now, you have to open the official Google yeah. app and then click a microphone
which
button.
Doesn't work so much. So you'd rather use Siri, but Siri sucks. So
exactly. So I think the good thing about Android, though, is there's a bigger chance for it to work better. Because I think iOS, it's going to be stuck in an app. I think it's going to be like... It's going to be like Google Now. There's going to be a Cortana app. You have to click it, and then you ask stuff.
Yeah.
But with Android, I think back to... Do you remember Facebook chat heads?
Yeah, that was...
So basically, anywhere on the OS, you could have... You know that little circle?
Like this?
Yeah, exactly. And you can have it all over the OS because Android is open, right?
Yeah.
With iOS, it was all only within the apps.
Oh, okay.
So I feel like with it being a more open operating system,
it might be
there's a better chance for Cortana to be more useful.
Yeah.
And there's a possibility that Apple and Google may, you know, work something out, right?
But I'm just thinking on iOS, it's probably going to be an app.
Yeah.
And that's not very...
It's not going to work.
That's not... I mean, like, I have to click on
it. Yeah, I've had the Google app. It's basically Google app, right? It's called Google.
Yeah.
The app. Where you can use Google Now, but it's just not the same. You know?
Of course, it's not big.
If you're not in where you need to be, like a certain app, and if you can't access your assistant, then
yeah. At this point, if you really love one of those things, whether it's Google Now or Siri, if you're a crazy person, then you're better off buying the native.
Yes. So if you want Google Now, go with Android. If you want Siri...
Unless they work something out.
Yeah.
And I think Android has the only chance.
I was about to say better chance, but...
I think it's the
only chance, you're right.
Because iOS is going to keep it in an app.
No, Windows Phone. I think if Google allows Cortana...
So you think Google Now on Windows Phone might be similar?
Might be possible.
It could be possible too. But anyways, it'll be out soon. I will definitely download that and report back, see how good it is compared to Google Now.
Okay, is it the end of SIM cards?
How is that possible?
Not in the Philippines.
Yeah, okay.
Why not?
Okay, one of the reasons why the whole eSIM thing is starting to... The idea of it is taking off, and why Apple is even trying
pushing
for Apple SIM or something is because it makes it easier... The switch.
Yeah.
I mean, there's other things, right? You won't need the same slot anymore. You can make stuff thinner. You won't take up space on the phone. But I think the bigger thing is you'll be able to switch.
Yeah.
Easily. Right? And I don't see that going very well here.
I think it would because it's... For example, I see SIM cards. It's a very rough analogy, but... SIM cards is like snail mail and eSIMs are email. It's the same function, but there's no more physical thing that you have to deal with.
Oh, there's a hybrid of this.
Is this the Apple one?
The Apple one.
Yeah.
Apple ships with
a physical, basically
blank SIM.
Yeah.
It's a SIM, it's a physical
choose.
SIM, and then you can pick which service to use, and then gets programmed.
But this
for
one
that.
Is, of course.
But this article is talking about.
It's something else.
Like
yeah.
not physical.
There's no SIM.
Yeah,
you can't remove anything.
It's designed to work with the upcoming GSMA, which is supposedly going to be finalized in 2016.
Okay,
so
my question is, how soon? Okay, our ISPs, no, our telcos have recently, according to them, upgraded, right? I think. And major at that, not some minor, you know, cheap ass upgrade.
Yeah, they talk about how many billions whatever that they spend.
Billions worth. How long before they upgrade again? You see, I think this is the issue with technology being so fast. I don't think even the multi-million or billion companies can can go with here, it. You know,
here's
I mean?
The thing. We don't know yet if GSMA is compatible with GSM. I'm guessing it is.
It should be.
Yeah, because the infrastructure is so like entrenched already worldwide, not just here or anywhere else. So I think it can be adopted by local telcos because it doesn't really change much. It's still the signal going to this specific ID on a specific phone. It's just that there's no more physical SIM card. So that's the only change that I can sort of see from reading about this. So I think it could be adapted by local telcos, and they might actually like it because there's no more manufacturing, you know, these millions of SIM cards. When the same can be, again, same difference with email and regular and old school mail.
So, if the iPad can basically ship with a, I don't know what you call it, a blank SIM, and the does that mean that the iPad is writing to the SIM?
Oh,
I have a feeling that SIM that they shipped had the carrier's sort of built in already. Like this is the selection.
Yeah.
Right.
No. Yeah. But the fact that you have multiple carriers, and then the moment you pick one, it gets locked to that carrier.
Right.
That
oh,
means.
But then you can switch though. So I don't think. You're not locked like forever, and you don't have to change the.
Yeah, but during your contract period, at least to them, whatever you pick, right? You're locked.
Right.
Like you can't say
today I'm gonna be on
T-Mobile. You can't do that. Mm-hmm.
Maybe you're gonna have to pay like premium to switch from one to another. I don't know.
Wait, my question first is: does the iPad have the capability to rewrite something on the SIM?
No idea.
Or is it only on the network side? Because if it's only on the network side, then things can get wild. Hacking can happen.
For me, it's more of, okay, it might be more convenient, but why would a telco here want to do it? And basically, why would they want to make it easier for you to switch?
They don't. In fact, we can't even, for example, I'm on Smart and I have 0999. And if I move to Globe, I can't bring 0999.
Like, wait, why are you assuming it'll be easy to switch with an eSIM? It's the same functionality. It's just there's no physical card. So if for example, a new phone comes out with this new eSIM tech, and they will send the phones to, for example, Smart, like you know, by bulk, obviously.
Oh, so you're saying it could be even harder to switch?
It at the very least. It could be harder, or it could be. I just don't see why it would be easier. Removing the. It could still be locked when they send it to you.
Right.
You just don't need to have that SIM card anymore.
But my question is if you buy a phone somewhere else.
And then you want to switch your account to that.
Yes.
How to do
how is
that?
How's that going to work?
That one, of course, we don't know.
That might
for sure.
take a it longer
might,
time.
It might take a longer time, but also it might be. Again,
it could be a flick of a switch.
It could be. I think it's something that we should wait and see. But I have a good feeling that it'll make it a bit more convenient for all around because there's no more need to go to a store and hey, can I have a new SIM because I need to transfer this to this other.
Actually,
phone.
The SIM. I think you're too young to remember
the big ones.
You remember the older phones?
Yeah.
The analog cell phones. Those didn't have SIMs.
Yeah.
And
really?
Yes,
no, they didn't.
And that was the issue.
Yeah. How to transfer.
Yes, how to transfer. So yeah, we'll see how technology brings this. But
maybe it's all remote thing, you know, like
that's
how
scary.
They how
that,
they fixed my phone.
Exactly.
Yeah. Well,
no, but
it is
that
scary.
Was Apple. Apple did that and that's an Apple product. What's scary is if control
anything,
is given
pretty much.
To the telco.
Here's one last thing I'll have to say about this is if this is adopted because it's actually Apple and Samsung now looking into the eSIM. If they both really fully embrace it and start shipping phones,
local
with no
telcos
SIM,
will have no choice.
They have no choice
because they're
going to want to sell the S8 or whatever it is at that time, and so yeah, they will have to adjust.
Okay. who orders? Delivery through an app.
I have not. I've done it online.
Not?
a couple times, but like on the app, no.
On an app. You?
Yeah.
You?
Once.
When it's available, because it depends where you're going to order from.
How was the experience for you?
Not as convenient as I thought it would be.
You?
Well, I use yours and then I just give it back to you.
Oh, okay.
Okay. I think you're trying to bring up a point here.
Yeah. Fast food. Okay. I hate talking to people. You know what I mean? Like customer service.
And so he talks to the camera. Doesn't like talking to people.
Yeah. Hi. I hate talking to people. Especially if that person's very difficult to talk to.
Wow.
And
geez.
I think most of you are like that as well.
Intense.
No. Come on. Let's be honest.
I know some people who are similar.
Yeah, like for example, you're talking, you're saying your order, you're giving your order, I want this and that, this and that. And then the person repeats it, and then it's all wrong, and then you have to repeat it again. And then they have this spiel after your order. You know, you're ready to put down the phone, but, you know, they have this whole, that's great, sir. I've tasted that already.
Pizza.
Yes.
Oh, my God.
Wait a minute.
That's
the
Pizza Hut.
That's
one.
Never happened to me.
Pizza Hut.
Pizza Hut
go,
loves
try.
That. Any flavor you ask
I've
for.
I've tasted that?
Yeah.
Great choice.
They say
tasted
it.
Great choice, sir.
I've tasted
it too. That. Yeah. So you know, it's all that small, unnecessary small
maybe
talk.
Maybe we should ask them.
Have
so
you
what
really
did you,
tasted it?
What did you like about it?
Yeah. So did you like the bacon? You know? Did you taste the...
Where were you when you tasted it?
So anyway...
The creeper.
About pizza,
creeper
just recently,
Christian.
It's a funny thing. Also about how it's so convoluted sometimes. When it should be simple. I want, you know, pepperoni pizza. Give me two of them. And here's money. And
it's like push for pizza.
It's always like that.
Yeah, there's an app for that in the States. Yeah.
Push for pizza.
But one was... I was ordering, and I wasn't sure if the Supreme had pineapples, because I hate pineapples on pizza.
Pineapples are
yo.
Yeah.
I don't really like them.
Yes.
I mean, I don't love them, but
you're the weird one
like
here.
The best.
That's why the bus hit you,
dude. Anyways, you can order. You know,
foul. Foul.
Hey, dude. You don't feel bad about that
because
if you order pineapple pizza right now, no one's gonna get.
Right,
you
that's
all,
just
know.
For
you. Have it all to yourself.
But can we order a whole pizza?
All pineapple.
And it's all pigeon?
Oh, man. No, thank you.
But here,
no.
Like, so...
The bus
all I wanted
you.
To ask was, hey, does the Supreme have pineapples? And the lady on the... the lady goes, oh, sir, the Supreme has bacon.
Oh no!
Like,
oh no! She's gonna go
no,
through
no,
the
no,
whole thing.
No,
yeah, right.
Is it there?
It
or
was
not?
A very simple question: does it have pineapples or not? And finally, because she was going English the whole way, and she got like you know confused. Like I'm supposed to say this whole thing, but
right.
I stopped her because like I didn't want to go through the whole litany of what is in a Supreme. So she's like, "Well, apple. All right." One of those. So it's, yeah, basically building on what you said. Sometimes it's way too convoluted.
Yeah, it's, you know, something so simple, they make it difficult. Anyway, now, McDo app. So McDonald's in the Philippines has an app, and I use that to order. And because Jollibee doesn't have... So I don't order from Jollibee. See, you know what I mean? So it's only because of that.
And because
now,
you don't like talking to people.
Yeah. So I used the app for the first time. It was us, right? So you ordered our orders and then put the address, whatever. Sent the thing. We were so happy. Wow, that was so easy.
Didn't have to talk to anyone.
No. Yeah, exactly. Perfect.
Until...
Dude, 30 minutes later, we get the call. Sir, we don't... the store doesn't have your drink.
What if they did have the drink? Maybe they wouldn't have called?
They wouldn't have called.
Oh.
Because right now they don't anymore,
yeah,
right?
So it's not a problem then.
Yeah, they wouldn't have called.
Okay, so...
Okay, so
So isn't it okay that they call if there's a problem?
Yes, it's okay, but there was... We're not talking about the same time.
Okay.
That first time that we
there
did...
There was no problem.
Yes, there
and
was
they called
no problem.
Anyway.
They called
Just
to confirm.
To dictate... Everything that we ordered, which was kind of difficult because I ordered for the app, I gave you my phone,
I
you ordered.
My own thing.
Well, maybe it's the beta testing.
Well, it was wrong. Anyway,
it's about fast
it could
food.
Be,
good
right?
So they called,
or less forgiving.
They called and told me everything and they confirmed whatever, okay. But you see, there was one time that we ordered and they had no burgers.
Wow.
They had no
pizza
burgers,
hut,
man.
No pizza.
Yeah, it's like Pizza Hut saying we have
no
pizza.
Spaghetti, we got that.
We have lots of pineapple bits.
So anyway, yeah. This article is saying, but this is in the United States.
We didn't talk about the article.
Yeah.
Oh, we just ranted about fast food delivery.
Fast food delivery should overtake phone orders by 2016 in the United
States.
In the States.
Yeah, I think the biggest difference between the United States and the Philippines is that the United States, almost everyone has a credit card. So if you order something online, you pay for it, it's done.
Yeah.
They get the cash.
We are still not in the credit card
the
culture.
The problem with the Philippines, the reason for all this
hullabaloo.
You know, they call and check and whatnot. First, they want to know if it's real, if the order is real, because some guy could just be making
pranksters.
Up pranks. No address does not exist or whatnot. So the thing is,
we're pranksters. Here,
it's so funny, like a street number that doesn't exist, and he just keeps going. I get the appeal of that now. Anyway,
sir, I know you don't like me calling, but I can't find it.
So, you know, the problem with the Philippines is that they don't have your money yet.
Yeah.
Mm. Right. So it's scary for them to deliver to a possible non-existent place.
Here's the thing. You know they do accept credit cards, right?
Not McDonald's.
Okay, no. What they'll do though is you can't do that over the phone, and you can't do it online either.
Yes.
They'll bring the credit card.
They'll bring the thing
when they deliver it to you.
Okay, so right. Yeah, you know this has happened.
Ooh,
so
yes.
Many times.
Okay, go.
Dude, so order comes in late, right? I won't say what store this is from. Order comes in late. So freaking sleepy because it was like 2 a.m. So I finally get the thing, and then I give my card. Guy gets his card thing, presses power,
and it doesn't work.
And he
presses
scratches
power.
Like, yeah, they say he scratches
presses
his
power,
head.
Scratches his head. Presses
that's
power.
It. That's it. The moment he scratches his head, you're like,
sir,
no.
Sir, may cash kayo? Kaya nga. That's why I said credit card, because I have no cash. So this guy goes, okay, sir, you can keep
have
the food
for free.
No, okay. You can keep
no,
the food first.
We'll come
you can
back
eat.
For it tomorrow.
I'll come back and get a
new
a
reader
one,
or something.
A charged card thing. So leaves. We eat, happy, falling asleep already.
He wakes you up,
dude. Doorbell rings when I'm already falling asleep. You know, it's such a
first world problem. Third world.
Yeah, such a third
problems.
World problem. Come on, just turn on your credit card things. If the person ordering does not
so
have
intense.
A credit card, then let them do the card thing or COD. But if we're going to order with a card, you know, and if I have a card and I want to order, can we just go through PayPal or some sort of Dragon Pay, whatever?
We need our own version of Push for Pizza for any kind of food.
Exactly.
Click it, credit card's there, you bring our food, no questions asked.
Oh, good example, NBI.
Extra button
I
for
recently,
extra pineapples.
I recently got my NBI clearance.
It's easy.
It went through Dragon Pay.
Yeah.
It's easy. Dragon Pay, you gotta pay us for mentioning.
Oh, really?
I love Dragon
no,
Pay.
No, but seriously, it worked.
It's good stuff.
Okay.
Next.
Jacket.
Dude, this is you. Are we gonna skip this?
Oh, which one?
No.
She really wants this.
Oh, sorry. Oh, sorry.
Okay, yeah. It's the Fairphone 2, and it's the world's first commercially available...
Okay, there we go.
Good.
...modular smartphone.
What?
Why
does
are
that
we
mean?
Saying commercially available?
Because the original concept... Well, it's not really by Google. It was by... What was the name of it? Latka. Anyways, but Google sort of took it in as one of their projects, Project Era. And when it came out, I really loved the concept. I think everyone who saw it fell in love with it, because basically you could just change any part of the phone if you don't.
Yeah.
After
I don't get
a while.
It.
Yeah, but not everyone.
Project Ar- okay, some not people didn't, but I was excited about the phone because, amigo, imagine like you have a phone and you'd rather have a better camera, for example. You can just remove the camera slot module.
So
and
it's
put
like
in,
a PC.
Pretty much, but it's a phone. And
it's for PC people, I think.
Okay.
Maybe.
But now this is the first one. It's a similar concept, but you have to actually open up the phone it requires a little bit more work. So this is more for PC people because it's sort of fiddling around with the insides of your phone. But you don't need really specialized tools to do this. It's just normal screwdrivers, yeah, and clips. And I like this. Even their first, it'll be available in it'll ship in November of this year, and it'll ship with Android 5.1. Gorilla Glass 3, 5-inch 1080p screen.
Okay, you're saying it's fully modular, right?
Yeah.
And when you say fully modular, what parts are fully modular?
Basically, you can add RAM or remove RAM. I don't know why you would want to. Upgrade the CPU. I just need 1 gig. You can change the processor. You can change the built-in... of course, the battery, also the built-in storage, if you want.
Cameras,
basically, yeah, camera module. So it's all there to keep your phone going for a longer time, basically.
So what if I'm a cheap ass? You know, like for example, okay, I want this. I want like a 12 megapixel camera, but I think I'm careful enough with my phone that I won't need Gorilla Glass. Can I say?
Regular glass.
Yeah, regular glass, so it's cheaper.
Okay, I'm not sure if you can remove the Gorilla Glass option, but they do. They're planning for $50 to $100 for the entry level. I'm guessing that doesn't have a camera, you know, the bare bones.
That's Android One territory, right?
Yeah. And cheaper, yeah. Cheaper than Android One even.
Cheaper.
If it's $50, that's half
if
the price.
It's half the price.
Yeah, if it's 50.
But the real... there's many advantages, of course. If you... you can upgrade... whatever's your priority.
I have a question. When you say hot, when you say like swappable, you mean internals, right?
Yeah.
Like when you buy them, if you unscrew the case,
why would you even want to do
like,
that?
Are they like just simple pull out stuff, or are they soldered?
No. So it's screws, no soldering. So you don't have to be like a technician.
Yeah.
So it's like a toy, like a puzzle. No.
Well,
but
yeah.
It's,
yeah.
But it's functional.
That's a good way of saying it without scaring people.
Yeah, I mean, I would not even... So it's not for me, obviously. Maybe for you because you want to toy around with it, maybe.
No, it's for you because you can say...
Why?
Waterproof. Oh, is that an option?
I don't think so.
No.
Sorry. Because, yeah...
I'll give it to you anyway.
But for example, advantages of this, if your screen breaks, you just pop it off and buy a new one.
Yeah.
And it's going to be a fraction of the cost of...
Oh, okay, now I'm getting it. Okay.
And like for example, so you want to buy a phone now, but you can only afford this much.
So instead of you having to stick
more and
like,
more to it.
You know.
So, with my budget, I can only get a 2 megapixel camera. Okay, so that's what you buy.
It's
but maybe in 3 months... you realize, oh, my selfies don't really look good.
Yeah.
So, you know,
biggest
I need
issue.
A better camera. So you can just order just a camera.
Yeah, you're right.
You can order like maybe...
I still find it funny.
Yeah.
So yeah, I think this... I hope it catches on. I hope more manufacturers, I guess, do the same thing. Or there's a real acceptance in the market for this particular product. And so... support worldwide will be there, so it's not something you have to order from somewhere far away.
That's gonna be their problem.
Yeah, the parts.
Yeah.
It's like, you know, buying a car that's not really made here, or you know, parts will be a problem. So hopefully this will be a success, and because I think it's a good idea. The specs that come with the release phone are actually quite decent. Snapdragon 801. It's a fairly average phone at the moment, but again, you can upgrade anything you want in it.
Hey, wait. Snapdragon is Qualcomm, right?
Yep.
Qualcomm's getting rid of like 10,000 employees.
They are.
Yeah. That's weird news. Anyway, I just saw that. Next, Willie Rivera. Oh, no. That's nothing to
the
do.
Jacket. Just the jacket.
Okay.
The jacket.
Okay, how do you pronounce this?
I am not actually.
What's your guess?
Can yeah, Ken.
Bobo.
No. Baobax.
Baobax, probably.
That's mine.
What's yours? Communications
Bebe.
Coach, come on.
I don't know who made it. Is it American or French?
Yeah.
If it's French, then maybe Ken's. If it's American, then it's Enrique's.
Anyway.
If it's Pinoy.
Baobucks.
Baobucks.
Baobucks. Anyway.
That sounds bad.
So, Ken.
Oh, you read just as much as I have, so you can take this if you like.
No, I actually have so many questions.
Okay. What is this?
So,
is it, is it a Kickstarter?
It's a Kickstarter project about a jacket. Okay, that doesn't sound very techie. Begin on jacket. It doesn't sound very techie, but it is built for travelers and...
Makes me miss our crowdfunding segment. Anyway, go ahead.
It has 15 features, like 9 pockets. I really like pockets in my jackets, and this is 9. Some of them are for...
Heart's beating faster, probably.
Yeah, hear it. Some of them are big enough for iPads. Some are made for... Uh-huh. Like
is there space for ice sperm?
Yeah, there should be.
There
below.
Should be.
Those are for the iPads,
yeah, okay.
Actually. and it so many good things about it. It has for travelers, like, for example, you're on a bus or on... You should have been wearing these.
Right.
wait. Built-in gloves. How does that work?
It
folds
by the
over,
sleeve.
It's kind of like a fingerless gloves, actually. It looks really...
Yeah.
So you just do that
and then
the
it hooks over here. Okay. And to keep you warm if it's cold in an airplane. It has a built-in travel pillow. You just blow into it, like, 2 seconds and it's inflated.
Yeah.
So you don't have to bring a separate thing. It has the mask.
I like that mask thing.
Yeah. It has 4 styles. The windbreaker, the bomber, the blazer, and the sweatshirt. I want all of them.
Okay, you know what? When I saw this, I thought that the jacket can, like, had... Like,
oh, can transform?
Right. So no. I was like, when I was watching the video, I was like, so how does it transform from one
different
to the
styles.
Other? Right. So apparently you have to pick one.
Yeah. Therefore,
so if you were to pick one.
Bomber.
Oof.
Me too.
Bomber. I go
bomber.
For
the
bomber.
Bomber.
I mean, I want them all. I want the blazer
too. I want the sweatshirt.
Anyway, so again, we have 4 styles. Windbreaker, bomber, blazer, sweatshirt. And then you have different colors depending.
Yeah. Also, there's also for guys and for girls. It's a Kickstarter. It was cheaper a few months ago. I think it was $89.
Yeah, usually Kickstarters work
gets,
that way.
Yeah. Now the cheapest is $109 for, I think that's for the sweatshirt. And then
not cheap.
Yeah.
I'm really
awesome.
Thinking about it. You know how I'm very, very reserved about buying online, and I'm still waiting for my Pebble Steel. So only, I don't know.
I have a stuffed monkey, and it still has some light. I'm not kidding. I'll show it to you.
My delay cords arrived.
Delay cords.
Aww. Delay cords.
Delay cords.
I like that. But I seriously bought a monkey.
But my question is, if you have so much pockets and you can put so much stuff in there,
would it look bloated if you
bloated and really heavy?
Of course, on the video they didn't really show anyone kind
right.
of looking bulky, but. It's more for, like, you
wait,
know, your passport.
Wait. I take it back. I'm not getting the bomber.
Why?
It's fleece-lined.
Ooh. Oh.
Not in the Philippines. Oh, my God.
Okay. Fine. Yeah.
But one thing that really sold me, because traveling, going through those metal detectors, the inspections, the X-ray machines... Here it's all in your jacket. You just take it off, put it on the tray.
I saw
through.
That. Yeah.
Yeah.
Although I was thinking for women, we have one carry-on bag for that has everything. But
that's not really my problem. So.
Yeah.
I know. So it's more for that. You know what I mean?
Everything's in my
anyway,
jacket.
Anyway, yeah.
Okay. I picked the blazer because it's wrinkle-free.
Ah.
Live updates. Yeah. Favorite choice.
Blazer.
Now we see he's actually ordering right now on Kickstarter.
This is crazy. Their goal was
someone's watching.
$20,000, and they're at $1.5 million
yes.
with 42 days.
Wait,
to
so
go.
How much is it in pesos?
If it's 109, it is 4,900.
So totally,
it's basically
five k.
Like. Pretty much any other jacket here.
Yeah, basically,
like, really
if, you
good.
If you go to Gap or...
It's
going to be like that anyways. And I don't know. It's the I want to buy all 4 and never buy another jacket in my entire life. Like,
ever. Even if it's the fleece.
So, for me, the blazer would be...
Which color?
Sorry,
which color?
Size?
What size are you
hold
getting?
Hold on.
I think the blazer is only
chasing time, but like he's like,
He's just shopping. He's shopping right now.
The blazer would be $129 right now.
So how much is that?
$119 is sold out. $129. So $130 bucks. $130 times. So what's the? Let's just say $45.
So the price is increasing.
Oh, what did I do?
We gotta make up our minds.
Yep.
Pretty soon.
Oh, sorry. Here's another issue.
Okay, what's the issue?
The calculator's messed up with. No, I'm serious. What do you call this?
That is sad.
The command space.
If Apple can break their calculator.
The command space.
We were talking about the jacket.
Command space.
Spotlight.
Spotlight. When you type.
Calculator is broken.
Yeah, that's
really dumb.
So it's basically $5,850. For me, for the blazer.
Well, not bad.
I'm gonna have to ask permission.
Oops.
Yeah.
Okay, pretty cool. I like this.
I'm sold.
Sold.
Okay,
we're gonna think of the colors, and if it actually fits. Cause what if it's okay, but then it's really. Oh. I mean, the whole bulky, not tailored
to your
size.
Technically, get to
size.
Fit it, right? You're ordering it online.
Yeah, although it has a very detailed size.
Like for example, for the girls, I think it's American Eagle.
Yeah.
So you can.
So I gotta.
There.
Yeah.
For men, it's Gap. If you wanna compare, except for the blazers. The blazers, I forgot what brand they.
Yeah, because if it's Gap blazers, those are huge.
Yeah,
I like the drink pocket.
Yeah.
I thought it was really funny. It's like, I don't know where to put
and this. The microfiber
cloth. So two pocket.
At first, you're like, that's stupid.
No, it's not.
Yeah.
No, it's not.
I don't want to hold it anymore.
No, it's like, not. Yeah, it's like,
I'm thirsty. That's awesome.
So it's July now. If you order, it'll arrive in November.
Oh, if you're ordering and you're shipping it to the Philippines, it will arrive maybe January or February.
Why? Because of the delay cord?
Because of our postal service.
Okay.
You know, the problem with the delay cord, I sent them an email.
Now I feel bad.
I told them, hey, can you, instead of sending it through postal service, regular postal service, can you send it via
courier.
FedEx or you know, one
extra.
Of those? I don't mind paying extra.
Yeah, yeah. I also the same.
They go, sorry, we can't because this is our standard thing and, you know, it's going to complicate things for them. Okay, whatever. So I received my delay cord, which is supposedly delay cord.
It's not their fault.
Maybe
two months
later.
Mm-hmm. So it's because of the postal service.
So I asked someone to go there to check for me. And the guy who brings my mail, said, oh, it's been there for...
For a while.
Okay.
And you didn't get the notification?
Yeah. Remember the
launch... So it's not the delay cord.
The launch of the PS4 and the Xbox One. It's like, okay, I'm ordering both.
Yeah.
I'm getting them on launch date. Turns out, they were in the postal office for weeks.
Yeah.
And the only way I found out that they were just sitting there was because a friend of mine went there and checked for me and said, hey, it was just in a box in the back.
Same thing.
My laptop
died.
Well,
at least, it's intact.
Right. But I mean, like, come on.
I'm more amazed at that.
Couldn't they have just said, like, hey, your stuff is here?
So now I'm scared. Like,
yeah, it's
I don't
not,
know
it's
when
like...
I'll get... Although, I was just ranting this
hey,
morning.
Check on Sulit.
Why?
OLX.com.ph.
Why, my watch is there.
Yeah, it just might be there. Right.
So that sucks. No, they actually sent me an email this morning saying that if we're ready to ship soon. So if you don't want to change any of your orders.
What do you mean we're ready to ship soon? They're selling already.
Oh, so they haven't
retail.
Shipped
retail.
Yeah. Why is
no.
it taking so long?
They're selling retail
know.
Already.
I don't know.
Isn't that the idea if you're supporting a Kickstarter campaign?
You get
you're
it earlier.
To get it first.
So you're making me feel bad?
No, I'm making them look bad. Right? Seriously.
Yeah.
Okay, and I feel bad anyway.
Yeah, wait, there's one thing I wasn't able to put here.
Mm-hmm.
So let's not get too deep into it because...
Liar.
It may become really long.
It's going to be really
lenses,
long.
The lenses. That
oh,
you
the
posted.
Lenses.
I can't find them right now. Wait. Basically, some scientists make a big step towards creating the perfect lens with metamaterials.
Wow. What is metamaterials?
But yeah, it's like only Kui is like, it's so nice,
like,
and we're like, huh?
Do you watch Flash? Is the Flash?
No.
No.
Metahumans.
Metahumans, so whatever. Anyway,
Sorry.
No, dude, there's some geeks watching as well, you know? Anyway, Michigan Technological University have overcome one of the biggest obstacles, which is how the light waves pass through the lenses without being consumed. Because right now,
any lens
consumes the light. You know, it's not all fed to where it's supposed to end up, which is basically, in my case as a photographer, the sensor of the camera.
Okay. So what's the downside of that? Are you seeing...
No. Current technology is that if, for example, we have a light source here, which we currently do, that not all that light that hits the front of the lens will reach the sensor. Okay. And so therefore, you lose light.
There's basically losses because of the material.
So what are you losing glass. Detail? Are you losing detail?
No, you're not losing detail. You're losing light. And you have to remember that the image that gets recorded is all because of light.
It's all reflected, right. Yes.
So now if you don't, if there's less light that gets to that, then you either need a better lens or you need a
more,
higher
like,
ISO, which comes out as noisy images. You know, like with your iPhone in the dark, when you take a photo, it becomes noisy, right? Or you have to adjust your settings, bigger aperture, maybe go 1.something or 2.8 if that's your maximum aperture. So currently, that's how we do it. With this, it's possible with this new technology, with the metamaterials, whatever that is, that you could get all the light that hits the front of the glass to reach
to basically
sensor.
Lossless.
Right.
Just goes straight
to put it in.
So
like
you don't need to do those settings.
So to make it like a simplistic term, like this would make it by default easier for cameras to see.
Okay. Currently there's the shutter speed, the aperture, and the ISO.
Right.
So those are the three that control light right now. Other than controlling light, it also controls the image that you capture. So with aperture gives you depth of field. So the bigger your aperture, the better the shallower the depth of field. Meaning, if I focus on one eye, the other eye may be not focused. So that's aperture. And then we have shutter speed. Shutter speed, you can either freeze an image. So like if you jump and at the 1/2000 of a second shutter speed, you'll be frozen. You know, even your hair will be really, you know,
but
there
clear,
won't be any blur.
But clear, not
there
blurry.
Blur.
Okay.
Or you can shoot at night and get light streaks, you know, long exposures. So that's
right.
What shutter speed's supposed to be. ISO is came from film, because some film before was more light sensitive than others, and so you had to set that even before shooting your first frame and keep it at that throughout the whole film, the whole roll of film. With digital, they used ISO for gain. Electronically brightening your image. So what happens is, as you make your ISO higher, you get more light sensitive, so
exposure.
But
there's
it becomes noisy. You know, you get those dots.
Right.
So with this lens, all of a sudden, that noise may be not an issue anymore. Because you can still get your frozen in the air shot with everything clear, and yet with a low ISO setting so that it's all clear.
Is this already available?
No. It's still research.
Far from available.
But,
okay. It's just really interesting.
But if this happens,
you're
this
gonna
will,
die.
This will change photography. No. It will change photography. As we know it right now, because right now, when you want to control light, you use shutter speed.
Is this a lens or a camera?
It's the glass of the lens.
Oh, it's
not even like a lens that you're thinking that you can attach to a camera. Right,
it's
now.
The
it's just
material.
The technology of
it's the material
the,
of the glass.
The glass.
Yes. Yeah. It's the optics.
Oh,
light just goes straight through without losing any.
So does that mean
intensity.
You'll have less different kinds of lenses
could
now?
Be.
It could be. Possibilities. It must be pointed out that the article that we came across is mostly geared towards microscopes.
Yes.
I was talking to Miguel before the show. I'm like, hey, for photography, this application is amazing.
A lens is a lens.
Yeah.
Right?
What did you say earlier? A man is a man.
Yeah, but it's true, right? No, the reason why this works more for microscopes is because you have to remember, you need a lot of light.
Yeah, yeah. For something that small, yeah.
So
for ice sperm.
Are we ending the show with ice sperm?
Yeah.
No, with the lens.
Okay, Enrique, I think it's time to end the show.
All right. If you want to subscribe, you can go to tiny.cc/phtech. Like us on Facebook at facebook.com/phtechofficial. And we're also on Twitter at phtechofficial. And if you want to email us for some reason, phtech@nmftv.com.
And tip your bus drivers.
Watch out for Boris ejaculating.
Time to drink.
There's
bye, guys.
None. Bye.
Oh, wow, I have no drink.
I have nothing on mine.
A fail.
The views and opinions expressed on any program are those of the persons appearing on the program and do not necessarily reflect the views and opinions of the New Media Factory. Some programs on this network might include strong images and language and may not be suitable for all audiences. Viewer discretion is advised.